We're now beginning the second Mishnah in the eighth parak of Arachim. The Mishnah, again, is speaking about a time when Yovel is no longer in effect, and a person has a steyachuza, he was makdishit, and we're talking about now the redemption of a field by other people. Omar Echad, Hari Hishali be Eser Sloim. A person comes along and he says that he's bidding 10 sloim for the field. He redeemed the field for 10 sloim. V'yechlomir b'esrim. Another person says 20. V'yechlomir b'shloshim. Another person says 30. V'yechlomir b'rabuim. Another one says 40. V'yechlomir b'chamishim. Another says 50. Now, the assumption here is going to be that when the person says 50, he's not obligated, he can change his mind, but he established the value of the field for 50, and Bezdin or the Gizbur, the Beis HaMikdash, can't take less than 50 for that field. So if the person who said 50 changed his mind, and let's assume the person who said 40 didn't change his mind, so the person who says 40 buys the field for 40. But since the field had now been established as having, through just sort of the bid of the person who said 50, even though he changed his mind, it had been established as being 50, he has to pay 10. So, Chazubo Shel Chamishim, the person who said 50, changed mind, B'mashkin Minchosav Ad Eser, Bez will come down to his property and take either the money or the collateral for 10, so that he pays 10, and the other person pays 40, and the Beis HaMikdash gets 50. Chozebo shel arboim, if the person who said he was going to pay 40 now changes his mind, mashkim nechosav ad eser, we go down and take 10 from his property also. So the person who said 50, he paid 10, and the person who said he's 40, he's paying 10, and assuming the person who said shloshim is going to redeem the 30, so again, the Beis HaMikdash gets 50 sloim. Chorzebo shel shloshim, if the person who said 30 also changes his mind, v'mashkim nechosav ad eser, then he also gets has to pay 10. The person who said 50 pay 10. The person who said 40 pay 10. The person who said 30 pay 10. Assuming the person who said 20 is going to buy it at 20. But if he changes his mind, chozebo shel esrim, v'mashkin mechosav ad eser, he also pays 10. So the person Besin gets 40 now. The person who changes his mind at 50, at 40, at 30, at 20. Now, we're assuming the person who said 10 is going through with the deal, so Bezin gets 50. If he too changes his mind, Chozebo shel Eser, Mochrim Oso B'Shivuya. If the person who said 10 changes his mind also, then the field is sold for its actual value. Let's say its actual value was 3. So if its actual value is 3, the previous 4 already paid 40. Bezin is getting 3, it's selling it for its actual value of 3. So the excuse me. But if Ruim Mishel Eser as a Moser, and the person who said 10 has to pay the additional 7. Bezin got 3. So to make up all 50, just he has to pay additional 7. Habolim Omrim B'Esrim. If the bolim bid 20, the owners of the field, the steyachuza of the familial property, say 20, anybody else is 20, habolim kodmim, the bolim come first, they shehim osifim chomesh, because they have to add an additional quarter, an additional 5. Now the Rav points out that the Mishnah is talking about where they change their mind one after the other. But if they change their mind all at one time, and he gives a simple example of this. He says, let's say one person said that he's going to pay 10, and a second person said he's going to pay 20, and a third person said he's going to pay 24. So the maximal amount is 24. That's what the land's worth now. And they all changed their minds simultaneously, not one after the other, but all at once. So it's up to 24 now. So let's assuming that only the latter two changed their mind now. And the first person who said 10, he buys the land for 10. Which means that there's 14 left of 24. The first person did go through with the sale and bought it at 10, and the other two still owe 14, so they divide those 14 up, and each pays 7 and 7. Even though one said 20 and one said 24, they pay equally 7 and 7 because they changed their mind at the same time. Now, so Bezdin gets the Gizber, collects a full 24. If all three change their minds simultaneously, and so v'nimker mehekdesh b'shalosh, let's say it was sold for three. So it was sold. Its proper value, its full value, was three, as in the prior case. So 21 is remaining from the full 24. So now each one, the first, second, and third, pays 7. This is what the Rav is adding. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Rav adds this now. A Mishnah Gimel. Omer Echor, Hari Hi Shali Bi Eshim Biachas. I'm going to buy this land for 21. The Rav explains, we're talking about a case where the Baalim, where the owners of the field, offered to redeem the field for 20. Now, since the bowling offered to redeem the field for 20, it means when they pay, they have to pay 25 because they have to pay the additional chomesh, which is actually a quarter. So they're paying the additional 5 of 20. They're paying 25. So they're ahead of the person who only said 21. But however, since the other person did outbid, his bid was 20. And the chomesh comes from the fact that he has to pay a chomesh on that 20. But the other person bid 21. So the land has sort of the value of 21. So he doesn't have to pay a chomesh on the additional one, but he has to make the additional one up. So he has to pay, the owner of the field now has to pay, instead of 25, he has to pay 26. So nosnim esrim v'sheish. Habolim knows the master mishesh. The owner has to get now pay 26. Again, we're talking about a case where the owner bid up 20, somebody else bids 21. So the owner has to give 26. 20 for what he bid, 20 additional 5 because of his chomesh, because of the quarter that he has to pay, and an additional 1 because the other established the value of the field at being 21. But the chomesh again is only on what the bolim bid to redeem. Now the second fellow says this time that the owner bid 20, and another fellow says 22. B'eshim b'shtayim. So a bolim nosnim eshim b'sheva. They pay the 20 plus their additional 5, their chomesh, plus an additional 2 because of the new value of the field. Bezin shouldn't get less than the value, the upper value of the field, 22, but the chumash only goes in with the bolim bid, but he has to pay now 27. B'yeshim b'sholosh. Similarly, if the third person said 23, habolim nosnim eshim u'shmona, so the bolim now have to pay 28. The original 20 plus an additional 5 for their chomesh, an additional 3 to show that the field has been appreciated by the other person's bid by 3. B'yeshrim b'yarba, the other person bids 24. Habolim nosnim tisha v'yeshrim, the bolim pay 29. Their 20 plus the chomesh of 5 plus the 4 to show the appreciation of the field. Now b'chamisha v'yeshrim, Habolim nosnim shloshim, the bolim give 30. So here the Rav brings down the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, you know, maybe the bolim want to let the other person have it. He's giving the same price. He's going to pay 20 plus 5 chomesh. And this fellow is starting out with 25 to begin with. So the Rav here says brings the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says really the Mishnah is not was not totally accurate. That the Bullim didn't just bid 20. They offered to redeem the field for 20 in a pruta. Less than a pruta, they don't have to pay chomesh in a pruta because less than a pruta is not real money. So they only pay chomesh on the 20, but they did outbid the other person, so they have to pay 25 and a pruta. If the other we took the 25 from the other person, Beis HaMikdash would lose a pruta, and even a pruta we don't want the Beis HaMikdash to lose out on. So as a result, the Baalim give 30. 25 now, 20 of their own bid. Five, actually it's going to be Shloshim and a Pruta. 20 of their own bid. Five for their Chomesh brings it to 25. And five for the appreciation that the person who bid 25 brought the field's value up to. But Ein Mosif and Chomesh al Iluyo shel zeh. He never has to pay Chomesh on the additional appreciation. If he were to do so, then he'd have to pay 31 and a dinar. A dinar is one quarter of a sela. So he'd have to pay he'd have to pay 6 1/4. 6 1/4 is the fifth of the 25. So that would be 31 and a dinar. So the Mishnah is telling us no, it stops at 30 because he doesn't pay chomesh on the iluy shel zeh, on the appreciation factor that the other person bid it up, only on his own bid. Amar echad hari hi sheli bi esrim v'sheish. Now if somebody bid it up to 26 and that beats out the balim is 20 in a pruta, because that only comes up to 25 in a pruta. Im notzu abolim litein shloshim v'yechud v'diner. If he wanted to pay 31 and a dinar, then habolim kodmim. Then they come first, because they're bidding it up. A higher amount goes to the base hamikdash. So they come first. In love, but if not, if the bolim say no, let this fella have it already. Omrim higiyatcha. All right, it goes to you, and that's the end of the story. That it belongs to the Arihu Shelcha. It's yours. V'lo Mahadrin and Abolim. We don't bother the Bolim. The Rav explains we don't bother the Bolim anymore. Shem Da'amri Bolim Bo'achir Bimkomenu. Somebody else is taking my place over here. Shenosin Chafik Mosenu. He is giving 25 and a little bit more. They only pay chomesh in what they bid originally. Not in the appreciation factor of the person. The Rav says something very important. That's in a situation where nobody else appraised the property to get an actual appreciation. We're just dealing with bids. But if there was an exact appreciation, avolim shamu shamuhu shloshe bnei yodim, if three appraisers appraised the field, kidvorv shel zeh mosif ba'olim chomesh bi'iluyav. In other words, if a person said 25 and the appraisers had actually said the field is worth 25, then the Baalim do have to, if they want to redeem it still, they have to pay an additional a quarter of the 25, which would come out to be 6 in a dinar. 6 luim and a dinar. But he says the Mishnah is not talking about, and he says v'kula masis no ayri elabis de achuza. Again, as we sorted out by saying this, the Mishnah is talking about a familial field, a family field, and bisman shein hayoyvel no heg, at a time where the Yovel is no longer in practice because all the tribes of Eretz Yisrael are not on their land.